Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Bars podcast with Al Rattan. I'm here with my good friend, Chris Baker. Chris, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I was waiting for you to say 1 week today.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Folks, if you've been listening for a while, then you've probably heard this story. But Chris and I have been friends since 2017 and have never met in person. Just virtually. It's a crazy world we live in today. And so next week, Thursday evening, Chris and I will be having a beverage and eating a steak together in Toronto. And we're excited about that. We're going to spend a day and a half sort of planning and strategizing and working on our business having some food together. And then we're going to spend probably about three quarters of a day with a client, a couple of hours outside of Toronto that we're working with. We're going to spend a couple hours with their team and then with just the leadership team and then just with the owners themselves. It's going to be a good weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Kind of be a weekend of first, right? Because it's meeting for the first time, you know, breaking bread together for the first time, and actually teaching in person. For the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and we're going to do. I think we're still planning on doing a live workshop on the Friday, and we'll probably record a podcast while we're up there for that week. So
yeah,
it's going to be a lot of firsts and a busy time, which is good stuff.
Well, good. And my kids gave me a gift card for Amazon for Christmas, so I used it and I invested in lapel mics, so we can actually have the computer set up, put the mics on, still have some good audio and have a conversation there.
Yeah.
To record our podcast next week and do our workshop. So I'm looking forward to it. Really excited. But tonight or today's podcast, whenever you're listening to this, Chris actually listened to a teaching the other day. And from that, he took a series of questions down and we decided we're just going to answer those questions tonight. So you're going to get to know us a little bit better. And, you know, and we'll be vulnerable and be honest and transparent. And while we're asking these questions and while we're giving our responses to them, we want you to think into what are your responses for these questions.
Yeah.
And really think about that, because I think if you answer these and you're, it's going to give you a strategy to work on in 2024 anyways.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you're right, Al, gosh, I can't even think what day it was this week. Maybe Tuesday. Yeah, I think it was Tuesday. And it was the Maxwell Leadership Group that we're members of. But it was Mark Cole teaching on the Maxwell Growth, which anybody can join that for free, or there is another program that you can sort of pay a small monthly subscription for and get other things on there. We're not selling the program; we're just telling where to listen to this. So, I listened to Mark teaching, and he basically asked a series of questions, and it was all to do with your growth plan, right? And you know, you may or may not have a growth plan. If you haven't, you know, I seriously suggest that you do.
Right.
And these questions are things to ask yourself as you're doing your growth plan. And so, as Al said, we thought it'd be kind of fun just to talk about these questions and give our own answers. And again, we haven't planned this, right? I was on the teaching on Tuesday. It's now Thursday as we record this. I hadn't looked at the questions until literally we jumped online, and Al said, "I don't know what we're going to talk about tonight." And I said, "Well, let's talk about this." So
here we go.
here's the thing. All right, and so there's a few things here, and grab a pen and paper or a tablet, whatever you want to do, and write them down, or listen to the podcast, pause it, and then write these down. Mm-hmm. But the first thing to do is ask yourself, what are your strengths? All right. So what are your strengths, and list them out? All right. Now, again, take time with this, because it's something that, if we're honest, we're not taught to think about our strengths necessarily.
No.
Right.
Well, people don't get a false sense of humility with this too. Oh, I can't say nice things about myself. Right. You know, I don't sound arrogant or cocky, but I'll tell you, Chris, this is one of the questions on the leadership game that we facilitate with people is listing some of your strengths, five things that you're good at. And it's amazing. Like 90% of the people can't get past two or three things.
Yeah.
To list five is difficult for them.
So go for it. What are your strengths? And you can get to two or three if you want to stop, but if you can get to five, great.
Okay. So I think that I've worked on myself a lot over the last number of years. So I think one of my strengths for sure is persistence, right? We've both had challenges in building our respective businesses and even in a partnership together in business. But yet we keep coming back, you know? And so I think persistence is definitely one of my strengths. I believe I'm a good communicator. I'm working on becoming a more effective communicator. So that I think is a strength for me. And I think, you know what, I always say that I have another strength. I don't know if you call this a strength or not, but I have an incredible ability to not hold grudges. Yeah. And I don't know if that's a strength or not. I think it is. I don't get offended. So I'll clarify that. I get offended, but for about 25 seconds or less, and then it goes away. And I've never stayed offended. So I think for me, there's three strengths that I have. So persistence, I think communication, except if you're listening to this podcast, you may go, you don't know what you're talking about, Al. And then, the ability to not take offense.
Yeah. That's an interesting one, the ability to not take offense. I think it's as you say, I think not, I don't hold grudges, right, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'll always give people a second, probably a third chance.
Mm-hmm.
But there will come a point after that, whereas if they keep like trying to make a fool out of me effectively, then I'm done. Doesn't mean not I hold a grudge. It just means that I've got no time for you, right? So yeah. I don't know if that's the same thing or whatever.
I think you can not be offended. Yeah, I think you can not hold offense and still still say I'm going to distance myself from certain people in my life. I don't think that's being offended. I think that's just being wise.
Yeah. So right? I think this again. I think the strength there as well is put in. Is let's think about it. The strength is really is being able to identify what you can control and what you can't control, and then really controlling what you can, right? Yeah. And the things that, because you can't control somebody else.
No, you can't.
And so why get frustrated? Why get offended? Why get bitter about somebody else's attitude, behaviors, whatever? And you can't control it.
No.
The only thing that's going to happen there is you're going to get stressed and you're going to go downhill and you'll probably lose your composure and your thought processes and everything. So
it, I can control my response to their stuff, and I can choose not to respond and turn around and walk away.
Correct.
Yeah.
So what
are your strengths then, Chris? I don't want this to be just Al answering.
Yeah. I think one of my strengths, and again, it's interesting, as you said, because I don't necessarily like to talk about my strengths, really, because it's, you know, I'm not big in sort of talking about myself in those respects. But I believe that I do have an ability to get the best out of people. You know, by listening, by creating a connection, by understanding, by making them feel special. And not even, I mean, maybe not even feel special, but just feel heard, right? And valued. And I think that is a strength, and that's a strength that really has come, you know, I've always, I think, been able to develop people in sales and so on. But I think the strength has come more in terms of the empathy and the understanding, which, if I'm honest, doesn't come naturally to me, right? And my disc profile, my S is really pretty low, as is my I, right? But when we do what we do, you know, in leading people, in teaching people, in facilitating workshops, I have to turn my I on, right? And you know, so again, another strength is the awareness of who I am and how I need to communicate.
Yeah.
But also my S at work particularly, but also in personal relationships, I have to switch my S on, because you have to be able to show empathy.
Yeah.
You have to be able to understand that that people are going through things that that you don't necessarily relate to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it may not even be important to you, but to them it's important, and therefore you've got to show that empathy and understanding. And I think that's a strength that I've developed as well over the last sort of 5, 6 years, 7 years since I've been in Maxwell and learned DISC and so on.
Yeah, I think in a lot of cases with people like that that are leaning maybe too much towards that task-oriented individual and not willing to pull up that I or that S in relationship to build those relationships and to gain influence, maturity, right? Maturity helps, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Perfect.
So the next question is, what are your interests? All right, and list those out.
Yeah.
And this is to use that word again, it's an interesting one as well, right? Because what are your interests? And you know, I thought about this, and I'm a big sports fan, all right? So mm-hmm. sports is definitely an interest. I know you are like hockey and baseball and so as well, so a sports fan too, so I would say that's an interest.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say to me that personal growth and learning, I always want to be learning and growing.
I
joke that I'm a recovering perfectionist, and now I actually don't seek perfection, I strive for excellence, because excellent. I believe that that we all should be continually improving.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So again, I would say that interest is in that learning and growth and developer myself, because again, Mark Cole says you can't give what you don't have. Right.
Exactly.
And so we have to develop ourselves in order to be able to develop other people.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I could think, when I think interest, man, it's like, man, I love personal growth and development as well. I love entrepreneurial, having this entrepreneurial spirit and trying to, building this business along with you. My interests are reading. I love watching movies. I love spending time with my wife. Like I just, all these things just that I have a lot of interests. I think it comes down to, again, prioritizing what's important to you in life, and then allocating the time accordingly to that importance.
Yeah. The third one in this section is, you might think it's similar, but it's not, it's similar, but it's not the same, is what are your habits? What are your habits? First on this one.
I don't know what to say here, to be honest. I have a habit of buying too many books. I don't know if that's all you have to do is just try not to disconnect my computer, turn the monitor a little bit, right? Like, and that goes on to 4 bookcases there. So like I have a habit of, my problem is, okay, this is a bad habit. I have a problem of starting a book and not finishing it.
Right.
Because I get all excited about it
and
lose interest. But I mean, maybe I shouldn't be reading that book in this season of life. And I think I could, I could list bad habits much easier than I can list good habits.
Well, this doesn't say good or bad, right? Because again, when you look at it, what you're doing is you're actually with this growth plan and asking these questions, you're looking deep into yourself, right? And you're increasing your level of awareness. So you need to identify what's good, what's bad, and maybe what's indifferent, right? So it is the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Because the last part of this section is, are they holding you back?
Yeah.
Well, right? Now that could be your strengths, your interests, or your habits, right? So
my habits would be my diet then. And yes, it is holding me back, right? I like sweets. I like chips. I like having a Coke. I like ice cream. I don't eat the best. I eat on the run a lot. And so therefore I don't eat healthy. So yes, that is holding me back from my best self.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm going to be honest, that's where.
Yeah. I have a bad habit. Yeah. And I would say I have a habit. I got a sweet tooth, right? And if we've got, sweet things in the house, whether it's like chocolates, cookies, cake, whatever, I have a habit that after I've had my dinner, I automatically go for something sweet.
Well, my friend, next week, Thursday evening, after we're done having our steak at the Keg, you're going to have a piece of their, I can't remember what it's called now. Anyways, they have this like ice cream cake dessert that is unbelievable.
Ice cream is something else. It's a guilty pleasure of mine as well.
We're going to enjoy a piece of that each.
And I think another habit as well is similar to yourself, Al. I'll start doing something and I won't see it through.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now that could be, I just went on the way home tonight after I got my haircut, I went and canceled my gym membership because I've been paying $30 a month for maybe 6 months for a gym membership. And I've been twice. The idea was that if I paid the membership, it would force me to go.
Right.
But my habit is to have my dinner, have something sweet to eat, make a coffee, sit on the couch, drink the coffee. And then what do? I stay on the couch.
Yeah.
I'll watch something on telly. All right. I I've got an interest in slot machines and cards and all the stuff that is bad for you if you let it take over because it can get out of control. And again, that is something that could be a habit. Is I have almost an addictive personality, right? So I can start something and I can literally get addicted to it. And it becomes like all consuming.
Yeah. And I always said, you know, I'm not speaking this over myself, but I've always said I had an addictive personality. And if I've been close to both, you know, alcohol and gambling many years back in my life. Now I can control and I can have a few drinks or go play 20 bucks slots. It's not a big deal. But there was a time in my life where it would have gotten the best of me if I had continued.
Correct.
I agree, I
the same. All right. I'm the same. And so asking these questions, I think, is really important. And what's more important is being honest with the answers.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And not just like spouting off the first thing that comes into your head, but sit and noodle on them, right? Think about them and then write these things down and then be honest with yourself. Are they holding you back?
Right.
You know, the strengths that you've got, are you living to your strengths? You know, are you in a job where you're using your strengths?
Right.
Right. Are you using your strengths in your personal life, in your relationships?
Mm-hmm. When it comes to habits, what behaviors and actions do you need to change in order to get the results and success you want in life?
Exactly. Exactly.
Everything we talk about comes back to bars, and it's really kind of cool how much relates to your behaviors and actions. So really good. Yeah.
It's funny because, and listeners, you'll see we're like 18 minutes in now. And I said to Al, this will probably be a short one tonight. And they were just the first three questions. There's more here. And I'm just going to I'll skirt through them and maybe we'll continue the conversation next week in Toronto. Yeah. But there was another questions about learning and development, right? And I'm going to list the questions and then we can go back and answer some of them and maybe develop it next week. But the first one was, what are you learning right now? All right. What are you learning right now? The second one is, what is the last thing you learned and how did it radically change your life? All right. That's one that definitely needs thinking about.
Yeah.
All right. And then the last two about development, what are you doing to develop yourself? Right. And this is foundational for your own future. So what are you doing to develop yourself? And the second part of that is, what are you doing to develop others?
It's really
good. And this is to do with compounding, multiplying and building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, Chris. I think we should answer those next questions in our next edition. We can do that live in Toronto. We're going to set up the computer. Maybe we can broadcast that live into our Raise Your Bars personal growth page.
Definitely.
Set up and have a conversation and broadcast that into the group.
Yeah.
So, hey, folks, you know, again, I hope you got some value to this. Think into this: strengths, your interests, your habits, what's holding you back. And then those last few questions that Chris just mentioned, what are we learning now? What have we, what's radically changed our life? What have we learned that's radically changed our life? And what were the last two there, Chris?
What are you doing to develop yourself?
Right. And what are you
what
doing,
are you doing to develop others?
Yeah, that's really good.
Here's the thing, folks, right? With the first set that we've spent the most time answering tonight about your strengths, your interests and your habits, and are they holding you back? Most people naturally will blame their circumstances on other people or other situations.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The reality is that we are where we are because of decisions we've made in the past.
100%.
All right. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to take responsibility. You are accountable for where you are now. You're accountable for where you want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The choice is yours, as we've said before. We don't make you do anything, right? But I suggest if you've got 21 minutes into this podcast, something there, something is resonating with you.
Absolutely.
And we're here to help you.
Absolutely. Right?
So spend this week answering those questions. Tune in next week and we'll take that further. And you know, join us on social media and post and share what you're thinking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And join us for our workshop next week, Friday at noon Eastern. We're going to spend about 45 minutes online doing a little bit of workshop on some goal setting and just really start, because here's the truth. About 80% of people listening to this out there in the world that aren't listening to this, say about 80% of the people have already dropped off their New Year's resolution. So if you want to learn more about that, come and see us next week, Friday online there. Go to raiseyourbars.ca. You can get some information there. And if you go to Raise Your Bars Facebook, Legacy Creators for Men Over 40, Profit Accelerator for Business Owners, and Personal Growth Solutions for everybody else. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.